sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Kol Chole Amo Yisrael, and the whole world should see a Tshuas Olamim. We're going to be learning Mirtz Hashem from the Sefer HaKadosh Shem Yishmuel. This is on page Chaf Beis of the Sefer, at the bottom of the left column. Says the Shem Yishmuel, Inyan HaDegolim. What is the whole Inyan we have in this week's parasha of the tribes camping around a flag? Each tribe has their flag. Nirok Dikamo B'Gashmias HaDegol Hu L'To'eles She'edu HaMispardim V'lachzor V'limsos HaMerkaz V'lo Yistapchu L'machin HaAcher Keinu B'Ruchnis She'imoshech Libo Achar Shorish Nishmosa. So why do you have a flag? So people don't get lost, like you'll have a lot of times a tour group, and the person leading the tour group is holding like a little flag in his or her hand, and they raise it up, and this way people know where to follow. They don't get lost on the way. So to in Ruchnias, a person's heart has to go after his soul. And included in this is that he should do what he was created to do. He came to the world to make a certain tikkun, or to make tikkunim. We have things we have to fix in this world, and we can't lose sight of that. The Medrash compares our degolim to the degolim of the angels. Angels also have their flags. Kol echod l'chol ma she'shayach lo, ve'ein lo inyan klal b'ma she'shayach chaveru. So you have the camp of Michoel, is love, that's his midah. The camp of Gavriel is yira, that's his midah. Vura, strength. And malachim, who don't have free choice, they are drawn after what relates to them. It's natural. Doesn't care about the midahs of the other malachim. And therefore there's no sinna between malachim. There's no kina, there's no jealousy, there's no competition. And so too will be the Jewish people in the future. We're going to be on such a high madrega. It says in the book of Isaiah, in the 11th chapter, Ephraim, lo yikanias Yehuda, etc. Ephraim is going to be jealous of Yehuda, and not vice versa. Everybody's going to know their tafkid, and if you know your tafkid, you're not jealous of anybody else. And like Chazal teach us in Bereishis Rabbah, the end of Parashat Lamed Daled, V'nasati lechem leiv bosar, leiv boser b'chelko shel chavero, ki ba'ashir yekol echa dovuk b'shorish nishmaso, yimoshech libo rak ma'ashe shayach elav, hein beruchnias, hein begashmias, that at the end of days, you are not going to be interested in your friend's chelek. You're only going to be interested in your chelek. The Medrash Darshan is that we're going to be given a lev basar, a heart of flesh. And the Medrash says on that, a lev boser, b'chelko shel chavero, that a person is going to be mevazeh, he's going to disgrace, he's not going to be interested in his friend's chelek. He's not going to be jealous anymore. There's a beautiful shtickel in the Shmoneh Kvatzim of the Rav Zatzal, in Kovetz Zayin, Oschaf, the Rav writes, Bir Trias Hamesim Sarah Akinam Yeselda, the Asid Lavo Nemar Venasati Lechem Lev Basar, Lev Boser Bechelko Shel Chavero. The Trias Hamesim means there's going to be no more jealousy. You're not going to be interested in your friend's chelek. Misbarer Oz Hagoral Amuchlot Shel Kol Yachid, Vero Hu Es Oshro Bemiluo Bemnas Kosa. Everybody is going to see their own personal fate. You're going to be completely happy filling your purpose. Ad sheba ad harum mishaba ad harum hazeh. Somebody who reaches this height, she'or tchias hamesim misnotzeitz alav b'milui, that the light of tchias hamesim shines on him completely. Kvar sara midas hakina mimenu miyeselda. He already has moved away the mid of kina from the very foundation, and his bones don't rat. Ve'ein atzmos of markivim. Me'achar shesibas harikavon shu itzben adigufa hevle degarme v'katnus hanichshis. Referring here to Kabbalah's Harizal, that I am not an expert on by any stretch of the imagination. I won't even try to explain. Batla mimenu v'ro olamo b'chayiv. He's not going to have any jealousy, and he's going to have an amazing life. V'libo samech b'chol amalo harehu tov ayin b'malo hamida. He's going to have a great life, and he's going to have a good eye to his friend because he's not going to be jealous. And like the Shem Yishmuel says, that he's going to be dovuk b'shorish nishmaso, both in ruchnius and in gashmius. He's not going to be interested in his friend's car, and even though his friend has a great car, and he has a dinky car, and his friend has a beautiful wife, a wonderful wife, a kind, smiling, friendly wife, and his wife is nagging, and he doesn't find her so attractive anymore, and he looks at his friend, he's so jealous of his friend. The tikkun of tchias hamesim is to look at your chelik and say, no, this is the wife that was perfect for me. And this lahavdil was the car that was perfect for me. And this was the life situation that was perfect for me. And that's what the flags are about. The flags are there to tell you, no, don't go to the other shevet. Don't go to the other guys. This is your team. This is your purpose. V'zema shekasev v'chanu b'nei Yisrael isha machaneyu v'isha al diglo l'tziv osam. And that's what it says, the Jewish people encamped, each with his camp, each on his flag. Everybody is going to have naichal machanehu. They're going to be camping, they're going to be resting, they're going to feel, this is my place. Omrim lahem ha'umus, shuvi shuvi ha'shulamis, hidav kulanu bo etzlenu, v'anu osim eschem shultonim, hegmonim, duksim, afarchin, astartalitin, shuvi shuvi v'nechzeboch. Yisrael omrim, matechazu b'shulamis, magdola gdula tem nosim lanu, shema kemecholos ha'machanayim, shem yecholom atem lasis lanu, ki gdula sh'asa lanu, alakim ba'midbar degel machane Yehuda. So, it says in the Medrash, based on the Psukim and Shir HaShirim, that the Umas HaOlam call out to us, and they say to us, to come to them, return to us, cling to us, we will make you leaders, we will make you rulers, we will make you dukes, we'll make you governors, we'll give you such chshivus. You'll be senators and congressmen and presidents and CEOs, you'll be so chashuv, let's see you, shuvi shuvi v'nechazabach. And the Yisrael say, the Jewish people say, ma techazu b'shulamis, ki mecholas ha-machanayim, like the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim. What greatness are you giving us? Is it ki mecholas ha-machanayim, like the camps? Like we camped, we had our own flags. Yehuda's flag, and Reuven's flag, this is, we had flags. You're going to give us something that can compare to what we had in the desert? Come on! So, the Mefarshim say, what's the greatness of the flags? Wait a second. No matter how great you are, I mean, let's just take the President of the United States. That's a job many people would love to have. You're so powerful. You're the most powerful person on the planet Earth. And you're basically the boss of everybody. You're the boss of the whole world. You're the commander-in-chief. Meaning, even though you have very likely zero experience in the military, you are still the absolute head of the Army and the Navy and the Air Force and the Marines. You're in charge. You decide, should we go to war? Shouldn't we go to war? You decide where the money goes. And if you don't like a certain country, you say, Hever, if you don't get your act together, we're not giving you any money. And other countries say, oh, we like what you're doing here. You have money. There's a guy in jail. You like the guy, you can write a presidential order, and you can give him amnesty. A president has a lot of power, and you get kavod, lots and lots of kavod. Wow, everybody just wants to talk to you, shake your hand. So important. And the cameras are always on you. You're the center of attention. A lot of people want that. Now, on a personal level, and this is my own thing, doesn't appeal to me. I'm not really interested in being so powerful, and certainly not in having all the attention focused on me. But other people love this, and they work very hard. They spend, the one man spent for his 2.5 week presidential campaign, $500 million. It was so important for him to become president. And yet, despite all of the kavod, is he really happy? Does he really enjoy life? Does he have menucha naicha? Not even 5 minutes worth. The amount of pressure and anxiety that he's constantly feeling, and the amount of criticism. And it's the same way with governors, mayors, CEOs. So all the umasolim, we say to them, oh, you want to give us all these important jobs. Yeah, but where's the menucha? Where's the naicha? Can't give us that. And that's what we had in the midbar. If you realize what your task is, and you're just going with your who you're supposed to be, you're not looking for anything extraordinary, just fulfilling your task in life, you have menucha naicha. And that's what we want. So we say to the umasolim, thanks, but no thanks. Yeah, I could become the governor of California. I could be the governor of Arizona, of Massachusetts, of New York. I could, maybe. Would that give me menucha naicha? No. No, no, no. And that's what we're seeking out in life. Really, that isn't ultimately that what people want, to be happy? We just think that if we do other things, if we get that girl, if we get that job, if we buy that house, then we'll be happy. And of course, the story of life is, and the tragedy of life is that after he got the girl, after he got the car, after he got the job, after he got the house, he finds out 6 months, a year, 2 years later, hey, he's still not so happy. What happened? Well, with Pnimius Einyan Yuvan Od Yosef, says the Shem Yishmuel, the Hadavik Bisharish Nishmasa Hudavik L'makor Chiyuso, Bishoiv Chaim Chadashim Tamid B'mekora. Somebody who's clinging to the source of his soul is clinging to the source of his vitality, and he draws new life always from his source. And all of his days are B'simcha, B'chedva, V'nehiru de anpin v'sirachavus hadas al hipuch gedula shel chayi v'sarim she'al pirov yogoin v'anocho v'kinas ish mere'ehu v'sofa tuga. If you're living in the world of the soul, you're clinging to your soul, you're getting constant life from there. So you have simcha, chedva, a shining face, expanded das, whereas a person who's has chaye besarim, it's mostly anguish, jealousy, and it's a bad ending. You ever want to be famous? You ever want to be really successful in life? Well, read a book about somebody who was, and then you will see that in 100% of the cases, approximately, they didn't have an easy life. They had a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, a lot of difficulty. In Hollywood, there's an approximately 100% divorce rate. I would say the only reason people die, widows or widowers in that world, in that famous world, at least to be a TV show, The Lives of the Rich and the Famous, is because they just died before they can divorce this third, fourth, fifth, sixth wife. Otherwise, if you know, enough time would have passed, they would have ultimately broken up with them. They go from person to person, and very often they can't deal with all of the fanfare, so they turn to drugs, they turn to alcohol, they don't give normal lives to their children. Their children often suffer from mental illness, from depression, suicide. I'm saying you in the olden days you read their biographies. Today, with modern technology, there's Wikipedia. You go to the wiki page of all these people, and you see they went after chaye besarim, they went after a life of the flesh, and they're not happy. But if you're connected to your soul, then That's Nehiru da Anpin. That's the life. And with this we can explain the Medrash that Bilam looked at the Jewish people. V'yatzas eino kenegdan. He couldn't touch them. Who can touch these people? They know their families. They know their parents. What is they know their parents have to do with this? What is who can touch them? Because they know their parents. That's in the Medrash that we quoted before. So we can explain based on the Medrash, based on the Gemara, Zayin and Brachas. And Avodah Zarah Daf Daled, that Bilam knew the moment God was angry. The El Zoem B'chol Yom. God gets angry every day. And Bilam knew that fraction of a second that the Ribbono Shel'olam got angry. So the pshat is that it's known that Briyas Ha'olam is Al Yidei Tzimtzumim. Briyas Ha'olam was because God contracted himself. And otherwise the world couldn't have been created because the world would have just been nullified. God's light is so great, everything just wouldn't have been able to exist. Now it says, HaMechadish B'chol Yom Tamid Ma'isa B'Reishis, that every day God is Mechadish the Briya. And it says, Chadashim L'B'Karm Rabim Munasecha, always new, every day a new creation. So every day God is recreating the world, and it's all again done with tzimtzum, with him contracting himself. That's the idea of kas, that when you're angry at your friend, God forbid, you don't want to look at him. So too God kibiyachol is hiding his face from the world. And in this moment, that the world's behastaras panim, God is hiding his face. Ha'isalo shlita b'kshafav. Bilam had power with his kshafim. As the Shem Yishmuel explains in Parashas Balak, Milsa b'taim, very beautifully. And that's what Bilam said. Miyachol liga b'nei adamelu. Makir mis abuseyem mis mishpachoseyem. And that's the Medrash that we quoted. The Muslims say, come to us. No! We know our Avos. We're Davik Bishoresh. We're connected to our roots. I know who my father is. Zal Zayin Gesund und Stark. My father, he should live a long life and be well. He's already had a long life. But I know where he came from. He wasn't just born out of nowhere. He came from a certain home. He got a chinuch from his father, who was Makabel from his father, who was Makabel from his father, and my mother from her parents, and from their parents, and from their parents. I know where my shoresh is. And I'm always getting new life from that shoresh. And if that's where I'm coming from, there's no hastaras panim. And that's what Bilam said, I can't touch you guys. Because I think I'm going to get you when God is hiding his face from you. But if we connect to our roots, there's no hastaras panim. And therefore Bilam can't do his witchcraft and hurt us. Wow. So on Shabbos, that's the day that all of the Bria goes back to its roots. And therefore the Jewish people, we have Pnimius, we return on Shabbos to the root of our neshamas, and we draw a new life. Shabbos is Yom HaDinishmasa. Ish al machaneu, like we say in Zmiris. Ish al machaneu v'ish al digla. So we know where we're coming from. We know our camp. We know what we're shaykh to. Everybody has to connect to their parents, to their roots, to the root of their soul, to be yourself. Don't try to be anybody else. You're not going to do a good job being anybody else, and nobody could do a better job than you being yourself. Nobody could be a better you than you. I must, in this context, quote that great philosopher, Dr. Seuss. Today you are you, that is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you. And that's the source of happiness, sweet friends, is to be you, to return to the shoresh of your neshama. And that's Shabbos. Shabbos. Al yetze yish mimakoma biyom hashvi. Don't go out of your place. Stay where you are. Don't go looking for happiness elsewhere. Don't go, if I may quote the famous country song from the 70s, don't go looking for love in all the wrong places. True love is where you are, with the people, with your spouse, your children, your matzav, your mitzias, your task, your talents. That's where you have to find yourself. And his dabkus b'sharesha, when you're davik b'sharesh, that causes an expansion of das. And therefore Shabbos, which is dveikus b'sharesh, Shabbos is the day of das. Like it says in Shmos Lamed Aleph, L'das ki ani Hashem akadishchem. As we're talking about Shabbos, to know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. And this causes, like we read before, chedva, nehiru de'anpin, this happiness, this shining face. And therefore, Chazal tell us that Shabbos is blessed with Mo'or Panim, with this special shiny countenance. You can't compare the shining face of a person on Shabbos and during the week. Shabbos is when we return to our true selves. Shabbos is when we get out of the rat race, like I always like to quote. Spent a beautiful Shabbos in Boca Raton about 7 years ago. I was there for an ufruf and a wedding, and I was staying in a house, very nice people. They were Machnis Orchim, and the room I was staying in, there was a saying on the wall that even if you win the rat race, you're still a rat. So Shabbos, you get out of that rat race and you come back to your true self. And even during the week, it's supposed to be Shabbos dik. We add on a little bit before Shabbos to make the previous week Shabbos dik. We add on a little bit after Shabbos to make the next week Shabbos dik. And every day we say Ayom Rishon the Shabbos, Sheni the Shabbos. So we try to make our whole lives Shabbos dik, and that connects us to our roots and to the shining face of a person on Shabbos. And in that way, we will have true simcha and chedva and hiru de anpin, and we should be zocha in the schus of these words to really become our true selves and live b'simcha b'tuv lev of meirov kol. Shalom, shalom, a very sweet Shabbos to my most beloved and sweetest friends.